I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We're going on a West Coast tour. That's right, Slopheads, come on out and see your favorite band, the Sloppy Boys, on the Great Pacific Blowout Tour this September with our friends Dear Blanca. We're going to be playing at San Diego at the Till 2 Club on Tuesday, 9-6.
We're going to be at the Wayfarer in Costa Mesa on Wednesday, 9-7.
We're going to be at Alex's Bar in Long Beach on Thursday, 9-8.
We're going to be at the El Cid in Silver Lake, Los Angeles, California. That's a cool place. Friday, 9-9.
We're going to be in Oakland at the Elbow Room Jack, London on Saturday, September 10th.
We're going to be in Portland, Oregon at Turn, Turn, Turn on Monday, 9-12.
We're going to be at Seattle, Washington playing the High Dive on Wednesday, September 14th.
We're going to be at Vancouver, British Columbia. We're talking Fortune Sound Club Thursday, September 15th.
You got to come see us. We're going to rock the house. We're going to rock the house while we're on tour.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Hello.
And Timothy Kalpakis.
What is up, dog days of summer stylists?
Yes, we're in person once again, sweating it out.
Mike's out here, we're all together in my home. It's sweaty, it's stanky, it's August, folks.
It is warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a warm one.
And Jeff made us turn off the AC to record.
Jeff!
You have
the
to!
Big deal.
You must be professional.
Everything must be proper. Every microchip must... Microchip?
Microchip? Yes. Jeff, are you using microchips on this?
This is a microchip podcast?
The microchips are all in order.
Professional, Jeff. I mean, I'm talking into a microphone with a sock on it.
Yeah, that's to make you sound good.
Yeah.
Because last time you popped your peas.
Also, Michael's like, that sock, I've been using it for my Red Hot Chili Pepper impression.
Oh, no. Red Hot Chili
Pepper. I do that alone at home. Hey, look at me. I'm a Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Look at me. I'm Ketus.
I'm Dave Navarro, Ketus. Briefly.
Ketus and his meatus.
Ketus and Petus. Meatus. That's good.
Meatus is what part of the dick?
The head.
No, the glans. That's
the meatus is the hole. The opening of the hole is the meatus. Meatus.
Meatus.
Meatus. Meatus.
See, some people like the meatus. I like the weatus.
Yes. Yep.
What was that?
I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby.
That is a banger of a song. Where'd that come up? Maybe at a karaoke or a wedding or something. It is go-to. Everyone loves it.
But remember, often mislabeled as Weezer on Kazaa.
Yep.
Ah, yes.
It's Weedus.
Yeah, it's Weedus.
Well, you know, it's so hot, I kind of wish I had a nice cool sipper.
Oh, I guess you wouldn't mind a cool down with a drippy sippy, huh?
I wouldn't mind another sidewalk slammer.
Like no, Michael, you learned your lesson.
Wait a minute.
We all did.
We all did.
We learned our lesson. We're taking it easy with a mature, original cocktail today. But before we get to that, it's time for bip, 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 booze news. Hit it. I got that. I can play these.
Sweet drinks do well on pot.
The dry ass pocket pussy.
The dry ass pocket pussy.
Sweet drinks do good on pot.
caffeine. Coffee.
It's business, you rhythmic bitches. Camel toe fat, you can see it from the back.
Damn, that was some Meg Thee Stallion guesting on the end of the
day. Hey, nice. Lots of good stuff.
Sweet. That was Sweet Dreams by Henry Johnston. Sounds like an old blues guy.
Sweet.
And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Great job, Henry.
Very nice.
Henry, you're good.
Hey, great job, Hank.
I saw, as that karaoke track was starting, I saw Jeff a little bit, where are we going with this? How are we going to not get dinged here?
Oh, with the rights,
right.
The copyright.
Right, right, right.
You know, I've kind of relaxed on all that stuff.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I think we relaxed about it, but still don't send us some, minute-long chunk of a song. You know?
Yeah, I was kidding when I said I relaxed about it.
Yeah, he's uptight about it. Oh, he's mad again. Hey, he's pissed. Okay, booze news. You guys hate when I do this, but I want to take another look at the charts.
I don't hate when you do that. It's
I like
nice.
It. It makes me feel fresh and on the beat.
It also makes me...
I wanted to think you hate it and that I'm kind of a provocateur.
No. We love it.
No, we like it.
I like it because I hear the songs that you tell me what the names of the songs that I hear.
Yeah, I'll tell you the name of the songs. But I'm doing something very specific. The drink that we're going to get into today is a whiskey drink. So I've had whiskey on the mind. This is a Kelpakis original drink.
Whiskey right. on the mind.
So I've been in the test kitchen and I've been thinking, whiskey. But now I noticed a trend and I wanted to point it out because it's very funny to me. Remember one of the times we looked at the pop charts, I played a song called You Proof by Morgan Wallen, the kind of like racist COVID-y country guy.
I was kind of doing a country voice, just there.
That was
awesome.
I thought you were Morgan Wallen.
You gotta get low.
Damn, that is Wallen-esque.
Thank you.
I'm always curious. We talked about how that's funny. It's like a country song, but it's very like auto-tuned and trap beat.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
Pop country, new country.
So I like listening to the pop country charts just because I don't like it, but it's a fascinating sound. But I noticed that You Proof was like a song about like, I've been drinking, trying to forget you, but Jack ain't doing the trick. I need something. I've been trying 90 to 100 proof, but I need something You Proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we thought, hey, there's a unicorn of a song. That's a unique snowflake of a song. Wrong.
Yeah. Wrong-o.
Wrong-o.
As I've been listening to what's going Wrong-o. On in Nashville, I'm going to play you. I've put together some clips of four different songs.
Wow.
Okay.
I strung them together.
Ugh.
These are a song by Nate Smith, a song by L. King. L. King.
Yeah, that's Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah. She's a good singer. She's made the. She did a country crossover now.
Yep.
What was her hit? Didn't she have a hit?
X's and O's.
X's and O's.
O's, they want me.
Yeah, gotcha.
Really good singer. We saw her.
We basically did a show with her.
We went to jam in the van when she was
there.
Oh,
yeah, it was Jam in the Van.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's song two. Then Ingrid Andress, and then Jason Aldean. So you're going to hear four songs, all variations on a very similar theme with a little surprise twist toward the end. Take a listen to these lyrics, folks. Curveball tequila.
Tequila at the end.
That's what tequila.
You got me.
So I don't know how many of those lyrics you can make out, but
quite a few, Tim. Quite a few.
The first several lyrics.
The first one is almost is very similar to You Proof, but he's saying like he's a girlfriend left him. He's been dumped. He's been drinking so much whiskey, trying to forget her, and he's decided, you know what? This time, now I'm drinking whiskey to get over. I'm not going to waste another drop of whiskey on you.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
that's
from this
cool.
point forward, I'm optimistic. I'm going to drink my whiskey for fun. Then Worth a Shot by Elle King. That's a relationship is falling apart and she wants to get drunk to see if there's still a spark. Hey, it's worth a shot.
Worth a shot of whiskey. Mm. I like that.
Yep, cool. Then Wishful Drinking, very similar thing. We're drinking whiskey to see if maybe we'll get back together.
Okay.
And then Jason Aldean, that's what tequila does. He went a whole different route. But he's saying it'll make you think the one that got away will come back to you. Because that's what tequila does. All of these songs are in like the top 20, maybe even like the top 15.
I swear I've heard, I think I heard That's What Tequila Does like at a grocery store or at a mall or something.
Can you
and I thought
that?
It could, because I thought it was the one you'd played. Right. And I was like, no, it's a different one that's kind of similar.
You know, Jeff, you were making a joke. They were like, quite a few lyrics. It is funny that you can understand every lyric in a country song. There's no like ambiguousness to like, I guess pop music in general, but there are tons of pop music songs that I'm just like, what was that? Can on your lips, man.
You know, the Britney one I like is, what's the one where she yells it, leaving behind my name and age? I'm a slave for you.
Oh.
I'm a slave for Gru.
Leaving
behind my name and age. I'm a slave.
I'm a name and age. My popular one was Taylor Swift, got a long list of ex-lovers, and people thought it was Starbucks lovers.
Got along like Starbucks lovers or something like
that. Yeah. I thought it was star-crossed lovers. Anyway, but yeah, it's interesting that that's part of the reason that music is so popular, is people can understand it.
And hey, how come none of these country guys find solace in weed?
But that's true.
Oh, interesting.
Also, don't you think it's funny, though, that I agree. That
honestly, methamphetamines.
If they were being more honest, but that's kind of what's going down. But it's not approved. I've heard Nashville writers say, like, you can't vary from this formula if you want your stuff played on the radio.
Yeah, it's got to be trucks, heartbreak, dogs.
Yeah. And alcohol. I skipped over a lot of truck songs to focus on these whiskey songs. But isn't it funny that if the vocals are so pushed to the forefront and you can hear every word, and that these are more, it's more lyrical driven, like story songs. It's everyone's telling the same story. It's like all of them are either it's like using whiskey to get a relationship, get over a relationship, or get a relationship back together, but
weird
doubting
one.
Whether or not it's working.
And
either like this ain't gonna work, or this hasn't been working, or let's see if it works.
Yeah.
the getting it, drinking whiskey to get back together is a funny idea.
Like this will fix
shot.
It.
If you reach out to an ex and you're like, hey, I got you one shot of whiskey, want to drink it and
see what happens?
Hey, baby, I'm drunk.
Your ex opens up a mail. There's an envelope with loose whiskey. I love Jeff.
What's the country song? I'm not going to have much to it, but it's like, something jamming on a Friday night. That's like a...
Yeah.
It's like we're fancy or... I don't know.
We're fancy on a Friday night.
Something. I thought maybe that would kick a memory, but I don't know.
You know what I like is, I got friends in low
places. That's Chris Gaines himself.
Yeah, now also I didn't play the whole thing, but you know who was featured on that Elle King track?
Who?
Dierks Bentley, Drunk on a Plane.
Dierks?
Yeah, Drunk on a Plane. I'm drunk on a plane. I could do country music.
So, folks, if you're wondering what's going down on the country music scene these days, it's people frustrated with the effectiveness of their liquors.
Yeah, or just needing different proofs, too.
Yeah, needing different proofs, trying to fall in love, but with different proofs.
I'll say, I think You Proof is maybe the worst of all those we just listened to.
I need something You Proof. I think that Elle King song is good. I think she's good.
I do like the double entendre in these songs.
The double entendre.
Yeah.
I don't know Nate Smith, but I watched the music video for Whiskey on You, and it's so funny. He's like writing his lyrics out on like a notepad, and then he's really headbanging. When it's like, you hear a song, you're like, that song's okay. Maybe that song's good. And then you see the guy's so proud of himself. You're like, no, this song sucks.
There's Brad Paisley. You know, he's that guy. He's maybe a little older. Like, he's not so current.
He's like 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's like one of the kings. He's still current.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like a big timer from
like, yeah, like he could like play the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yes. He's got some really funny songs. If you look at him up, like he's got normal country songs, but he's also got songs of like about being on the internet.
I've like, been like going just, on the internet.
Just grabbing the like topic du jour.
He's like,
and making a song about it.
I ordered all the drizzly whiskey I could, but I'm no longer in love with a Pornhub girl. Get this guy off the internet.
I'm getting kicked on Fortnite.
Mike, stop.
Maybe I'll talk like this for the rest of the episode. Mike,
let's please wrap up Booze News.
Please.
All right, that's it for Booze News.
Gross.
It's always got to be so scatological.
No, not always.
Everything
not always.
Must be nasty, huh?
Well, I don't have the samples up and going, you know, so I got to do it by mouth. Au naturel.
Mm.
All right.
Okay. Drink of the day?
Yeah, I'm so curious about it, Tim.
Well, it's an original cocktail made by a wonderful guy.
This is exciting.
A one-time Emmy nominee, mm-hmm. two-time WGA award nominee, one-time brought coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video shoot,
mm-hmm.
created a drink that is being launched into the public's eye right now.
Today. Live.
Jeez, there's no good we'll launch into space.
Coming up.
You've heard tell of this probably, but I've been saving it for the dog days specifically.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I remember.
And
we used to beg you, Tim, we're ready for it. Please.
No. I'd be sitting on my rocking chair. Not yet, Dutton. It's called the Southern Sipper. You've heard?
I've heard.
I've now hearing. No, never heard. Never had.
Never had. I've heard.
You've heard? Where?
Legend.
From Whispers.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, like when we were on tour, I'd fall asleep and we'd be like having nightmares. Oh, Southern Sipper. Oh, gotta figure out how much shops.
Ooh. So there's a clue, folks. There's going to be schnapps.
Okay, so I invented this drink late one night. Not a soul was around. Not even a little small church mouse. And as you know, I think I've talked about this, a couple things about me. I don't drink and drive.
Nope.
I'm a grade A booze hound, but if I have the third drink, I'm getting an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about me, you might not even know this, I don't really drink alone. Do you guys ever drink? When you're by yourself, do you drink?
I drink alone.
You know what? You know what got me drinking alone was watching Sopranos during COVID, making up a little old-fashioned. I would like to do that.
Yeah, I'll get a drink, like a cocktail going.
It would be hard for me to watch Mad Men or Sopranos without drinking, but I watch those, whatever.
But cracking beers? Nah.
But it's the thing I'm doing lately with, a scotch. I'm falling into the scotch thing, and I'm a little, I don't want to get into it too much.
Why? It's too Ron Burgundy-esque?
Yeah, scotchy scotch. Why don't you go down?
Well, we'll talk about that off pod, but I don't really drink alone too much, but
I didn't mean I don't want to get into it, like, in conversation. I don't want to, like, get too far down a scotch road.
Yeah.
I thought that you were proud of it, but you don't want to talk about it.
No.
I was getting worried. It's not like a rule I don't drink alone, but I'm not often moved to.
Sure.
But on this sticky summer evening I'm talking about.
Nice.
Sweltering.
I was sitting alone, sitting in my solitude, right?
Summer squash?
I'd just eaten all the summer squash I could. Sitting back, fanning my brow. Ooh, hot night. And it was black as night outside.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate outside at night. It should be black as night. I, for some reason, felt moved to have a kind of a slow, ponderous summer sip.
Oh, so this is like a thinking man's. It's ponderous. It's not a...
It's a drink to ponder all your regrets in life.
Yeah.
You look back and you say, things could have been really different. But I should have never taken that sketch comedy class.
But it's positive, though. Like, a lot of times you'll see, I imagine, somebody drinking this with a rueful smile.
Yeah, but maybe you look back and say, I sure had fun along the way.
I'm picturing a nice, sweaty, short cocktail glass.
Yes, we're talking about like the condensation on the outside of the glass. Oh, and beads. Then the glass goes up to the forehead.
Ooh. Drippy yeah. beads.
Rivals the condensation in the inside of the glass.
I was in that mood. I was.
It's as wet on the outside as it is on the inside.
Even the inside.
The inside. Oh my jealous. God!
Scientists studied the condensation. Like, it's wetter on the outside. The inside, bone dry. I sat there in my thoughtful isolation, and I decided to get drunk, which I don't do. Yep. Okay. And I dreamed up this drink of bourbon, peach schnapps, yeah. and Peychaud's bitters. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
And now my previous drink that I invented and talked about in this podcast was the Calpe cordial.
Yeah, two ingredients on that one.
Two ingredients. And vibe-wise, opposite end of the spectrum, right? Which I said it was a merry, it's a festy.
Yeah.
Festive. Mm-hmm. Fezzy wig. style drink. Mm. That was a warm drink you share with the people you love. Mm-hmm. Merriment and jolliness.
Cordial.
So it gets cordial. But this on the summer night, I was saying this is dog days of summer, sitting on the porch, mm-hmm. sweating by yourself, fanning your forehead. Here's what you do. You drink this, TV off, mm-hmm. lights off.
Wow. Empty nest.
You're
the kids are off at college. Wife is dead.
Wife passed. Kids passed.
Well, kids passed their college course.
Yes. Yeah. With my cousin. The valedictorians and graduation tomorrow, but you flaked.
You look across the backyard, one big headstone, two small ones.
And you hoist up your glass. We had Here's good
some
memories.
Fun times along the way.
I'd have it no other way.
Like, your children had long, good lives. You got no, no regrets of it. And if you want to make a new kid, you got several million sperm just waiting in your balls.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll say this. I don't have a porch, so I sat alone in the darkness. But if you guys, let's say you're listening and you live in Alabama or Georgia, go out on your stinky, sweaty porch for this one, okay?
By yourself, though.
It's a nice...
It's lonesome.
I don't know how to meditate or to achieve enlightenment, but this is close to that. When you're isolated and you're drinking this drink, it'll bring you up to that level. And if you're interested in trying it, here is my recipe for the Southern Sipper. 2 ounces of bourbon.
Nice.
Nice.
Now, I had often been using Maker's Mark, which I love.
Great.
Sometimes I'll break my own rule. I'll use Crown Royal, which is like a blended Canadian whiskey, but it's kind of sweet and I kind of like it.
But you're not talking a rye.
No, I'm not talking a rye. I'm talking bourbon. And today, we've got a very special bourbon. I don't know if you guys have heard of fucking Redwood Empire.
I've heard.
Now, this is something I've been trying in the works for a long time. Redwood Empire has reached out to the Sloppy Boys, said, hey, we love the pod. We'd love to do a collab. And we said, that would be great.
Don't blame you.
Anyway, please. It's the dream of any brand. Mm-hmm. And we said, let's find the right thing. And I was tinkering with this thing. And I said, I could use some fancy ass bourbon to bring my Southern Sipper to the next level. So Redwood Empire, it's a NorCal company, which I think is kind of cool. It's like Sonoma County.
Nice.
It's a craft. These are kind of like bearded guys, lumberjacky guys up in the redwood forests making this
lonesome,
stuff.
Ponderous dudes.
Trust me, they have a lot of regrets in their lives. Now, when I told the brand rep for Redwood Empire, this stuff I think is like $50 a bottle. It's a nice craft bourbon.
Nice.
I mentioned I was going to be mixing it with peach schnapps, and he was like, maybe I won't be telling my boss about this. Maybe this collab is just for me. But yeah, 2 ounces of bourbon. 1 ounce of peach schnapps. I got us De Kuyper, the original peach
Ooh,
tree
classic.
We made famous with the fuzzy navel. We talked about how that was it's introduced perfect. In the 70s.
Tim, you're making these for us tonight, but I know I got a big old bottle of peach tree waiting for me at home.
It's got the photograph of the peaches on it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. De Kuyper. I think they all, you know, I'm sure Hiram Walker makes a peach schnapps as well, but this was the one that I had when we did the fuzzy navel, and I unfortunately drank the whole bottle, so today I had to buy a second bottle of this. Very sweet on his own, but you mix it with the bourbon, it's good. And now here's the real kicker.
Uh-huh.
One fat dash of Peychaud's bitters. You know this stuff?
Ooh. Fat dash, sure, we know this.
So you're talking about a complex balanced drink.
This is that, it's a red, it's a New Orleans bitter. It's kind of like spicy licorice. If you overdo it, no good. But if you want just a little edge, you got a sweet thing. You went, yeah, I did 2 dashes, 3 dashes, no. But then you just got to do one big, like pick up that bottle and give it a little, ha! and
sprays all over the counter.
Shoots all over the place. Here's the method. Pour ingredients in an old-fashioned glass full of ice. Mm-hmm. Stir until melty. Enjoy alone in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Now, unfortunately, we're all over at my place. It's 3:57 and a blindingly sunny, hot August day.
Yeah, we can at least turn off the lights. Yeah. We got a light, a couple lights on.
I'm going to make these, but maybe we close our eyes.
I'd
love to.
I'd like to do that anyway. I'm very tired.
Okay, I'll make three of these.
Great.
And any thoughts, questions, concerns?
I have a lot of thoughts and questions, but I'm going to save it till we get going because we can.
You know what? I might even put on some sunglasses to just sort of simulate a little bit of the dark.
Let's do that too.
Folks, go get your sunglasses and the aforementioned ingredients, and we'll meet you back here after the ads.
Because we assume you're drinking at 3 p.m. as well.
Yeah.
Peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Back with Southern Slippers.
Sippers. Sippers. Jefferson, I will ring your
you're thinking of that. You're thinking of Michael and the slipper tree.
All right. And we're back with Southern Sippers.
Actually, I put a little felt on the bottom so that it could be categorized as a slipper for tax purposes.
By the way, I had a pair of Converse that had those. The weird felt bottoms. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something, I think it's like woven into the rubber or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's super weird. Woven. Okay, you got your sippers here. I had store-bought ice, which is nice, a bag of ice.
I was going to mention this earlier. That's a nice, because it's like all chunky, and these are little chunks in here. This is a good way to do ice.
But chunked even up. I walked in the time I walked these over, they got kind of very melty, so you could add more ice. But I like that. I like the meltiness with this drink, because if it's too strong, it's like a Sazerac on an old-fashioned, but you let it get a little melty, and it kind of just drifts you off into the night.
This has got one of my favorite drink sounds, too.
Yeah, inviting.
Yeah.
So we had some big, fat, double old-fashioned glass, some low balls going on.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it smells good.
I'm trying not to be swayed by the smell.
Ooh, that peach.
I did drop the bottle of bitters, but I picked it back up, didn't I?
Yeah. I heard a clang. I said, I'm not going to go in there.
Okay.
Here we go. Sips up.
Ooh.
Now close your eyes when you drink.
I got my sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. Put your sunglasses on. And imagine you got a lot of regrets in life.
Tim, this is funny because it's a southern sipper, but I didn't think it was going to make me talk. I didn't think it was going to make me talk down here like a southern man.
His voice went low.
He sounds like the king.
The South is the lowest part of a map of America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tim, I just want to say thank you for this drink.
You ain't nothing but a dog.
We got to win this race.
We're going to win this race. Eddie Murphy doing an impression of Elvis. Lemonade.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if Elvis was around now, he would do that hound dog song. But I have a feeling it would be a little something like, you ain't nothing but a hypoallergenic cocker spaniel doodle. It's got all its shots, so we made sure to get its tracking chip.
You ain't nothing but a hound doggo.
You ain't nothing but a
service animal.
Oh.
You ain't nothing but a... Did I rescue him or did he rescue me?
That one's nice. That one's nice.
People are too soft with the dogs now. Ooh, Tim, yeah, the nice thing about this is it makes me loud and angry about the dogs in this country.
Yeah, well, that's because the dog days of summer.
Mm. Ooh, nice.
Drink this drink and think about how dogs are too pampered these days.
Yeah.
America's really going to hell in a handbasket.
I've seen a dog, a masseuse. And I ain't talking about a dog crawling around on your back. They're getting his muscles loosened up.
Mm.
I'm going to take some pics because you guys look funny in your glasses.
Boosh, boosh. I'm looking funny in my sunglasses.
Boosh, boosh. That's funny.
This is very good, man. That peach is great.
Oh, thank you.
And the peach makes it, a little cheery. Yeah, it's reflective, but it's not all negative.
Yeah, because sometimes you have regrets. And then other times you think, it wasn't all that bad.
You're sort of thinking of your highlights also.
Yeah.
I had some nasty little fun along the way.
Okay. Good times, bad times.
I'm thinking back over my life, remembered all the times I jerked off.
Once.
In the doctor's office with my sperm count when he said I ain't got any.
That was one good jerk.
He had something he called a porno.
I had a jerk off at a doctor's office once, but there wasn't any like cup or receptacle. It was like, what is this?
You know what? My grandfather was from Texas.
Yeah.
And he
Skipper Bill?
And he no, different one. This is
Peepo?
This is TJ.
Stinky.
And he at one point during I want to say I was in junior high or high school, he said the word pornography.
Like fornication.
He was so unfamiliar with pornography.
Pornhub.
He's like, I got the Pornhub app.
He misheard and said like, yeah, you don't want all that forno. And I was like, huh? He said, yeah, pornography. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, Pappy, you're saying it wrong. There's a hard P.
Wait a minute. How old were you?
I was 13.
Well, that's also like, you don't want to like out yourself for knowing what porno is.
But also I was just like, I was stunned by how good natured my grandfather was that he'd never heard or processed the word pornography.
He knew what was going on.
He knew.
I mean, it does. It's an appropriate name.
Well, back in the day, they would jerk off to like the sides of planes, the pretty ladies on the sides of the planes.
Yeah. They don't talk about in World War II how much all the guys were coming in their pants over the plane sides.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're
different times.
You're at.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally the 1940s.
Yeah. Now all of us know how to say porno.
Back to the drink for just a second, then we can get back to Tug Talk. Jeez. Welcome to my Tug Talk. this is good. And I want to ask Tim, where did the flavors come from? Was this based off anything? Is there a drink with a peach lean with whiskey at all? The Peychaud's?
Well, I've been drinking, you know, peach schnapps is it's sweet, right? Yeah. So like we've learned, when you're making a sour, this is not a sour, but like when you're making a sour, you could use simple syrup or something, but you could also use triple sec or like amaretto, you know, like a sweet liqueur. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been kind of using, this, all my schnapps and all my sweeties around, realizing, yes, if you use a lot of them, the drink tastes like the fruit or whatever. But if you just use them in as like your sweetening agent, it just puts a little bit of a hint there. So I was in the mood for a Sazerac or an old fashioned, but I wanted something a little bit sweeter. So in the test kitchen with this one, I was trying to make it so you get a hint of the peach and it feels summery, like a peach aftertaste.
But it's not cloying.
You're not taking just fucking cheap schnapps to the dome, you know, because this stuff, if you just have peach schnapps on the rocks, or even if I've done it half and half bourbon and peach, and it's like pretty fakey peach.
And you know, this would feel right at home in the golden age of cocktails, you know?
Yeah.
Because normally you think when the peach schnapps comes out,
we're talking
dark ages, we're talking the 80s, we're talking the fruity, juicy, fakey stuff. This does feel like it's distinguished.
Jeff, I would say this is where old meets new.
Whoa, retrofuturism.
That's
the Sloppy Boys, where old meets new.
This is steampunk.
This is pretty steampunk.
This could be
in a big old dirigible.
This is Zelda's Link in steampunk fashion.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the Peychaud, you know, we've heard bitters described as the salt and pepper of cocktails, the seasoning of cocktails. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that, the Peychaud's, it just gives a little bit of an edge, because if you just had, actually, this Redwood Empire bourbon is pretty like bitey and like lively. It's almost kind of rye-ish to me.
Is there like a, is it like 90 proof? Is it up there?
It must be. I think it is. It feels
it's got
zippy.
Bite. Yeah, it's zippy.
It's got a bite. I typically was making this with Makers, which is more of a like caramelized taste.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I needed the Peychaud's to have an edge, so that it wasn't almost just like down to this flat round taste. So if you're using kind of more of a sweet bourbon, then the bitters brings it alive. But this made it a zippy bourbon, and a bitters made this kind of a zippy cocktail.
Yeah, I like the small micro corrections that the ingredients give it.
Yeah.
This is a bourbon. This is like a big old bourbon glass.
Yeah.
And the just enough peach to knock it off center.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just enough bitters to knock it a little bit even back.
Budget back over here.
See, I think if I can't like pull the bitters out just by tasting it, but I had one without bitters, I would be able to tell. But I can't, my tongue can do the peach and the whiskas, but it's not, it can't really pull the
whiskas
Peychaud's out.
If you had it without, you'd tell. It's very subtle, but it's also giving a little bit of color, which I like. The Peychaud's is pink, and this drink would be almost clear sometimes, because the peach tree is clear, so it kind of gives it a little bit of a gold to it too.
This looks like what Dr. Hammond's skeeters got caught in.
Hmm?
On Jurassic Park, amber.
Yes.
It's that color.
Amber.
The color of my energy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for saying it.
Mm-hmm. I'm, if they ever reshoot, I know they did one remake, but if they do a third version of Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
And they have the old guy sitting on the rocking chair on the porch watching the road, I'm going to petition to see if I can play the role. And then I would say, I don't need any art. I don't need any props. I'll bring my own props that day. And then they look in my hand. Boosh.
And then the prop department is like, whew, okay, finally. We don't have to handle this. The actor has it covered.
We're going to Vegas that day. Let's just do it.
I'm a drunk on set all day.
Well, that film takes place in Maine. Not very southern. This bourbon is made in NorCal. That's what's cool, is that it's the south of the mind.
This feels like going back to country music, modern country music. You know, a lot of country people, they're not from the South, but they come to Nashville, a southern place, or Nashville.
Whatever, yeah.
But it's, you know, there's a lot of picking up and moving to a southern spot. Not unlike this drink. It's a SoCal drink.
We picked
drink.
Up and moved south.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Yeah. If you really stop and think
from
about
New York
it.
To LA,
if you stop.
If you
think.
Take out the map and you read the latitudes,
yeah.
We technically went south.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. There's also a thing. The south is, you know, picture your Miley Cyrus, right? You hopped off the plane at LAX.
Hey, Tim, gladly.
Oh no, I'm just, dorky.
Just don't look below my shirt level.
Oh God.
My shirt level.
Has anyone ever done Marley Cyrus and it's like Bob Marley doing Miley Cyrus song?
No one ever has, no.
Because it's not good or
yeah.
You
somebody
know.
Should try it.
I think we're try on a good it. Track that no one's done it and I think it reflects great on us as a civilization.
Just try it. Or it could be the other way, a Miley Cyrus doing Bob Marley songs.
Mm-hmm. So you want people to try it. After they try it, reach out to you, let you know, like, Mike, it blew up in my face.
Yeah. You don't have to send it in. We're not going to play it on the thing unless it's good. But, you know, we want to know.
I sunk my kid's college tuition fund into this, and it just didn't pan out.
Didn't work. I had a whole studio built. It sucked.
It sucked. Here's a funny thought.
You were about to say something about Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, you said picture Miley Cyrus.
She hops off the plane at LAX. She hears Britney. She has a party in the USA, right?
Right.
But you can tell she's a Southern girl at heart. Mm-hmm. You know? So she brings Nashville with her wherever she goes. So
sure.
You can take the girl out of Nashville, sure. It seems like, but you almost can't. Sometimes you can't take the Nashville out of
sometimes.
Yes.
The girl.
Nice.
And sometimes you're in Montauk and you're in an Uber and they keep playing Party in the USA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like for this... You can take me out of this house, but you're not going to take this drink out of me.
Right. In me. Unless you wait a little bit and then you piss it out.
Maybe.
We'll see how it goes.
I think Mike's going to hold on to this
maybe
one.
Maybe this one. I just don't. This drink's so good. Might just not piss it out.
This drink, but it's so.
You should be able to pick.
It's,
I know. This is what I want
to The Southern Zipper. A drink so good, you ain't going to piss it out.
You ain't pissing this one
you
out.
You ain't pissing this out. That would be a really good beer slogan.
I'm Luke Combs.
A guy kind of like doing a bathroom dance. And like, what's the problem? He's like, I just drank the Bud Light and it's so good, I don't want to piss it out.
I just drank the other brand.
Get me two
urinals. Yeah, I'll gladly piss this one out.
Please.
Yeah.
I wear a catheter when I drink Miller.
Hi, folks. I'm Miley Cyrus's father.
I feel like...
Here you're talking about Southern Sipper.
This is...
The drink you don't want to piss
This is
out.
Just too silly, I think.
Oh, no, we're getting silly?
Normally, this would be like for the blowout.
What you're about to say?
No. Just all the stuff. Normally, this is like the primo paywall Patreon type content.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so you you feel bad that people are getting this for free because it's so funny.
Yeah.
And we usually hold back on the main.
Yep. The main is like mainstream entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and the Patreon is more like the cutting edge, unvarnished, real shit.
Well, I'll bring it back some boring stuff. Isn't it funny how a lot of states
thanks, Mike.
Now,
thanks for thanks.
There are so many, like this is a California whiskey. It seems like there's a ton of California liquors or a ton of New York liquors or each... Creating craft cocktail, craft liquors is a huge industry in each state.
It really is. I just wonder. I was at a whiskey bar recently, and I like looked at the shelf of all the whiskeys.
Mm.
It was like 70, and I was like, "Why do that?" You know, we only really need like four, and like the fact that businesses can keep opening up, they wouldn't do it if they weren't making money.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, "You know what? I've always wanted to barrel age some grain juice." And then they do it, and everyone buys it, and we have this.
Like, what do they each purport to bring to the table? What's the value proposition from each of these additional whiskeys?
I'll tell you one thing. Redwood Empire, they make a fine product, but even more so, they have good taste in podcasts. They're out there listening to it. They don't want any of that comedy bang bang bullshit.
Nah.
Well, and these days, it's not about just the product.
Mm.
It's about what do you associate yourself with.
Thank you.
And this drink...
Images and everything.
They have aligned themselves with a podcast, fun podcast, fun times.
It's It's, you know what it is? It's the branding. It's aspirational lifestyle branding.
Yeah.
People, you have to show the people what they want to be and inspire them.
Yeah. You drink this whiskey, you're going to be the type of guy who's in a living room sweating, talking about the whiskey
by himself.
Or a guy who told you, looking at the gravestones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be a widower or you could be a comedy writer who purposely turned the TV off and just stared while he drank.
TV, which is his part of his job. Well, that's the problem,
Mike.
TV.
I can't, like, I write so much TV that I can't, watch at the end of a long day, because when I'm watching TV, I'm just seeing the act breaks. Okay.
I know, that's awful.
And sometimes I'll give it up. Like I'll watch, say, for example, The British Office. Mm-hmm. I'll say, I'll see a nice act break. I'll say, I like what you did there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Oh, the cold open. Oh no, this is the tag. Oh,
my hat's on the opposite side.
Is this the beginning of the show
or the end? Oh, yes. Very well done.
And in the middle,
My husband's been drinking too many Southern Slippers. I fell asleep.
Ooh, wow. I got fucking tanked on peach schnapps. I haven't worked in months.
Well, I get myself a little summer splash here with the
splash down
drip. It'll do that, Jeff. Mm-hmm. It'll do that. I think you've got a new regret to look back on.
Oh, I did splash my shirt that time.
I remember when I got that t-shirt, I swore I'd keep it nice and pretty, but no, I made a mess of it.
Well, what do you say? We take a little break. We'll come back and, Tim, I can't imagine how I'd tweak it. Can't imagine.
The one tweak I would offer is I did bring over the peach tree schnapps in case you would like to customize and make it peachier. I'm just always trying to hit that level where it doesn't taste like a peach, but you're breathing peach.
Well, Tim, I could eat a peach for hours.
Movie reference.
The only thing the only thing I would attempt, just this being my first one, maraschino cherry in there.
I love that.
Seems like it would make a little sense.
Would this make it too chintzy? It's kind of a classy old school drink. What if I got one of those little peach rings, like a Haribo peach ring?
Uh-huh.
Would that work?
I think
too campy.
Then we're in the dark ages again.
Well, yeah. Dark.
What about a nice, real, actual peach slice?
You never seen that.
Floating in the middle.
Whole peach.
Peach pit.
Just the pit.
I feel like that's kind of a newish thing, like putting a piece of candy in something or putting a whole slider into a Bloody Mary is like, we've gotten to the cocktail era again, and now we're doing like some wacko thing just to make me look different.
It would be good to do the slider with this.
Yeah,
it's like a whiskey old fashioned, and then just
a small burger.
I put a hot dog in this one.
Hey, you could stir around. Use a hot dog as a swizzle stick. Pretty good. It could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were going to go to break. Are we still going to?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, great. Folks, go get your tweaks ready. See if you can personalize this above average drink.
And let us know what's the tweak of the week.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And we're back.
It's
sipping on a Southern sipper.
Ooh, it's a slow one here today.
Ooh. Yeah, I sure wish all my men and children were still with me. Hmm. But I got a lot of memories of their piano recital. They hit the wrong note. All my kids were sitting on the bench, and then they were playing, and then they hit the wrong note.
Kung. You kids will never be going to the Sorbonne.
Let alone Juilliard.
That's what I meant.
Let alone.
No tweaks necessary. This one is good to go.
Yeah, this is a brand new thing. If you're trying to tweak this already, slow down.
Why don't you get your head tweaked?
Enjoy life. You can't be living. I know a lot of people are tweak life, you know, tweak culture.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. Tweak life.
Rise and tweak.
Yeah.
Well, now, take a moment to stop and look around you for a second, because life is, you're missing your life.
Would you perfect a beautiful sunrise or the Grand Canyon?
You might perfect a bad sunrise.
Well.
Again, when we have a new drink, folks, we want you to go out and talk to your local bartender and tell them you want a Southern Sipper and record what they have to say.
Yep. Another funny experience, go to your liquor store. Look for peach schnapps. You don't really find it. And then you go to the guy, get peach schnapps, and he has to look around. And there's a kind of one dusty bottle down by his feet. And he goes, this? And you say, that's it, my man. That's the exact experience I had. They were sold out at Albertsons, had to go to the little liquor store next door.
No way.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
I feel like peach schnapps is readily available.
Yeah? Hmm. Peach tree to Kuiper, huh?
This is an OA for me.
Yep.
Damn.
OA and A and A and A.
Yeah, I was gonna
now,
say.
Now, OA was a Netflix series, no?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a drink while watching OA.
Yeah, put on the OA and drink these all night.
For me, just to make it shorter and more convenient, OA with a cubed, with the small three up in the corner.
Yeah. Yes. Good. To the third power. Tim, what do you say?
Yeah, for
OA
me,
for you?
For me, this is an OA. I'll make it again. I'll order again. But I want to order it at a bar and see if a bartender could even attempt it.
Hmm.
Now, you could probably say, I have a bourbon and peach schnapps, and then they'll say, let me look if I have peach schnapps. And they'll come back and be like, yeah. And then you say, can I have one fat dash of Peychaud's? And they're like, yeah.
Fine.
They're exhausted.
You tell them one thing at a time.
But see, that's kind of that vibe that you want them to be, yeah. And then they're staring off in the middle distance, yeah. And you say, hey, bartender.
I know what you need.
Why don't you make another one? For yourself.
Join me out on the veranda. Why don't you?
Yeah, he's got many people that want drinks. So he's out in the veranda with you.
You know what's kind of a party foul is you ever, like, sometimes I'll be at a bar.
Farting.
Stop. sometimes you're like, you go to U-Restic, you want to watch the Dodger game, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But everybody's watching.
They are a hot team right now in the NL.
Everybody's watching
C-SPAN.
Some other sport.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's, you know, I mean, football kind of takes precedence because the games seem to be more precious. But let's say it's basketball. Mm. And then there's eight TVs with Clipper game on. And I say, can I watch a Dodger game? And they'll switch over. They'll do it.
Eight TV with Clipper game on.
Oh, I've done too many Southern sips. Sometimes they have to open up the DirecTV and it's kind of hard to find the thing.
Yeah,
they say they don't have sports in LA, whatever. That's all fine. But have you ever gone, like, especially if it's a sports bar, and you ask them, could one of these TVs be playing the OA?
Yeah.
They don't love that because it's a streaming show.
Yeah.
And just, it doesn't give the other patrons, like, anything to root for. They want to clap and they want to root for a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I love going to a bar and they're playing a game and they've got the sound of the game on the PA system.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Like, that's kind of like playoff time.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
The whole, everyone there is
people are
the same
arriving for that.
Yeah. Well, you guys know about the Southern Sipper,
mm-hmm.
but do you know about the Southern Sipper Quiz.
No.
No.
And I don't think you do either.
Here it comes.
You did not have a quiz, Mike.
I have a dome. Off the dome.
You told us you didn't have a quiz.
Say that. This is a quiz.
Okay. Sorry.
Come on. This is a quiz.
Say that.
Okay, come on.
You say that to me.
Okay. Yeah. Question one of the Southern Sipper Quiz.
Okay.
True or false? One of the ingredients of this drink is Angostura bitters.
False.
False.
Nice, Jeff. One.
Damn. I should have got that.
I beat the master.
Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
True or false?
Uh-huh.
A Southern Sipper uses peach schnapps.
True.
Tied up, Tim. Nice.
I don't know about this quiz. I just don't know if this will make the cut.
What? Last question.
You need something on the editing room floor.
Last question. And there are, this is not
bourbon.
No. This is not one of those things where it's like, oh, can I use my extra point? Oh, point quadrupler.
We do talk.
We do that all the time. And this is not one of those. It's just, this is it. Mm. Especially since it's tied. What is the name of the bourbon in this drink?
Redwood Empire.
Fuck. Damn, you won it.
I won the quiz, and I made a drink that's in order again. I'm on top of the world. And when I get that scratch-off money, I hope I win the big bucks.
Ooh, shit. I forgot to mention there is no scratch-off money in the Southern Sipper Quiz. Ooh.
I might honestly just use some of my own money to buy some scratch-offs.
Ooh, Powerball. Let me know if you win. I'd like to
I
get in
I didn't say
on
Powerball. I said scratch-off.
Well, I'm saying Powerball. If you guys do Powerball, let me in on it. I want to get in on some of that cash.
Okay, if I play Powerball and I win.
And win.
Let you in on it?
Some of the cash.
Oh, because you want the cash. Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being filthy rich, huh?
With all the cash? With all that cash, hard not to be.
And Tim, if you don't win, keep it to yourself.
I don't need to be down. I don't need another regret to be drinking away.
I've got enough reasons to drink this drink.
I got a regret. My friend bought a bad Powerball ticket.
I'm dripping with sweat. I feel disgusting. How about you guys?
Good. Yes. Same.
Time to wrap it up.
Oh, I'm going to put... Oh, look at all the condensation on the outside of my glass.
It's almost as much as there is inside the
glass. Oh, on the forehead. That's nice.
Ooh.
Ooh, these Louisiana nights. These Los Feliz days in Louisiana nights.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these exclusive recipes ahead of time. Also, check us out on Patreon, where you can unlock the Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our bonus, great, award-nominated bonus series.
It's a whole show, folks. You get to hear, we all bought cologne, and then we smelled each other, and we picked a winner. Hanford cooked us dinner. This is such a good show, and it's not just, oh, cocktails. Oh, did you put bitters? Oh, interesting. Who gives a fuck?
That's not interesting. Dinner's interesting.
Yeah, the dinner is interesting. There was an artichoke.
Spoiler.
All right, folks. This was a good one. I think we're back to our normal Zoom approach next week.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Get me away from these dudes. Bye, folks.
Later.
Have a good Southern night.